Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Beauty in the Bush podcast. I am your host, Adrienne Lee, aka the SDpreneur. Welcome to Beauty in the Bush. This podcast is for estheticians who want to take their career into their own hands and become SDpreneurs like me. I'm Adrienne Lee, aka the SDpreneur, over on Instagram, and I love helping estheticians step into their CEO energy, implement systems and processes within their business, and utilize the power of social media to build and make impact within their business. If that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, keep on listening. I'm not sure if anybody else is experiencing this, but Texas, man, my allergies, dude, I have been struggling this, I guess just since like Friday, I've been struggling. So it's been 4 days of like allergies. My nose can't stop itching. I don't know what's going on. So I feel fine. I feel great, actually. I feel very energized. I think that is what alignment does to you. So listen to that. Listen to your body, listen to your nervous system. If you are feeling tired and burnt out and unenergized, you're probably not doing what you're meant to be doing. Like when you're doing things that give you energy, do those things. I just feel so passionate about what I am speaking on, you guys. Do you ever feel that way? Like when you figure out, maybe not what my life's purpose is, but I do feel very aligned with everything that I'm speaking on and teaching and offering to you guys. So if you ever feel that way, steer into the skid, you know. Oh my gosh, my stomach just growled. I'm gonna eat immediately after this, so don't you worry. But yes, hello, I'm Adrienne. Today was a very fun day. Today is actually Monday when I'm recording this. I hope that you guys are having a fantastic Friday, however, but it is Monday. And we had a photo shoot today. We actually were part of a photo shoot and then we had our own photo shoot. So we had two shoots in one day. Whoa, I can't imagine being a photographer and doing that all day long. Like, kudos to our photographer. So the reason that we were part of a photo shoot, I share a photographer with my business coach and business bestie, the owner of Fort Worth Hair Co., Whitney. So her and I share this photographer, not really share her, we just use the same girl. And when I heard that Whitney was having a photo shoot today, I was like, since you're in town, can we go ahead and do one too? And she was like, our photographer was like, yes. And then she was like, we actually need models. And so, you know, any excuse to get a blowout, I am there. So I got myself a blowout. My team got their hair done. And that was so fun. It was so fun to start the day that way. And then we went and had our own photo shoot. It was actually a team member's very first day. So I kept joking to her. I was like, don't expect this every day. This isn't what a regular day at the bush is like. But it was her first day. So we did some onboarding with her and that was really fun. And then just got her all settled in and kind of like showed her around the software and everything. And then, yeah. That's my day up until right now. So here I am recording the podcast. It's a little bit later. I thought I was going to get home a little bit earlier, but I ended up, I feel like whenever I go to the bush, time kind of just flies by. You know, I never get what I want to get done when I'm there. And I never seem to get out of there when I say I'm going to get out of there. So I don't know. It's like a vortex. Does anybody feel that way about their business? Yeah. Okay, so let's get into today's topic a little bit more. So today's topic is really all about kind of the lack that I'm seeing in the beauty space. So as service providers, we get dialed in on what we're offering, right? We become amazing estheticians, amazing hairstylists, amazing nail techs. We become so good at our craft, right? And there's only a certain level of growth that you can experience within a business as an employee. Now, don't quote me on that, but that is what's typical, right? You get hired as a service provider and you kind of stay in that service provider role until you decide you want to go somewhere else, you decide you want to do something else. So I don't want to say it's like a path to nowhere or like a dead end job. Not by any means am I saying that. I'm just saying like the opportunity for growth at most places isn't really offered. So that's one thing that differentiates other places and the bush. So that's one thing. And then secondly, right, we go out on our own and we don't know how to run a business. There's so much that goes into it. We've got sales and marketing and branding and strategy and dealing with the city and dealing with your landlord and dealing with clients and dealing with team members. And there is just a laundry list of items that go into actually running a business. And if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know, right? And so really the best way to figure out how to run a business is to run a business, I would say. Like that is, right? It's called life school for a reason. We're just out here like finding out. And the thing about it is like you may open a business and then find out that you don't like running a business, or you don't like having a brick and mortar, or you don't like having team members, or you don't like having an online store, or you don't like offering X services and you just want to do Y services, you know? So there's just so much that you kind of figure out along the journey. And that's awesome. That's what the journey is for. Don't let anybody ever make you feel guilty for changing your mind about what you want to do with your life. That should be a very important episode I should talk on, because dude, my career journey has been wild. There has been so many ups, so many twists, so many turns, so many downs. It has been just like, but I'm finding my footing. I really do feel very passionate about what I'm talking about and what I can offer to you guys. Because if you want to become an entrepreneur, that is so cool. That is awesome. You should listen to that. You should really go all in and you should go all out. Like, go for it, girl. But if I can help you, I want to help you, right? Because some of the lessons that I've learned, I think back on and I'm like, oh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one to learn. And some lessons, like the only way to learn them and the only way to grow through them or grow from them is to go through them. So I'm not saying like, listen to me and you're going to have the perfect entrepreneurial journey. All I'm saying is like, let me help you. Let me be a shoulder to cry on with you. Let me hold your hand through the difficult times. Let me cheer you on during the happy times. Like, let's just form a community of other SDpreneurs and really be there for one another. Really make things happen. And yeah, just be there. Holding each other accountable and holding each other up, that is like such an underrated thing. Quick plug, if you want to have an accountability group, I do have a Facebook page. It's called SDpreneurship. I'll maybe tag it in the show notes if I can figure out how to do that. You guys, this is episode number 2, so not really sure, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to tag it down there. Go sign up for the Facebook group. I think you have to put in a couple questions. It's just like, I think it's like, what is your specialty maybe? Or where do you want your business to go? I really want to help in business. So I think that's probably one of the questions. Yeah, go sign up there and then post in it. Introduce yourself. There's not very many members right now. So if you find it, go join it and then go post in it. Introduce yourself. I'm so bad. I'm like, yeah, go introduce yourself. I need to do an introduction. So I promise you by the time this is up, I'm going to do an introduction episode. Not an episode, an introduction post, and I'll get the ball rolling. But enough about that. Let's talk about what I wanted to talk about. Okay, so sales and marketing. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I do think that I'm pretty good at sales and marketing. I think I have a pretty good understanding of what the people want, and I want to share that with you guys. So, first things first, I really don't want you to think about social media as a thing that you go on to be entertained. I think you need to knock out that thought, erase that thought from your memory, really rewire that into social media is a tool to help with my business. Okay? I don't scroll. My business mentor, Jen Gottlieb, I love her. She has implemented a rule for herself. It's I don't scroll. I don't scroll. Every time she catches herself scrolling, she goes, I don't scroll, puts the phone down. Or I don't scroll, starts a live video. I don't scroll, let me post instead. So I really want you guys to think about that. Stop using social media as an entertainment source. If you want for like an hour at the end of your day, set a timer, go on TikTok, scroll to your heart's desire. But if it's during your workday and you're sitting around and you're not waxing or you're not doing a facial or you're not with a client, you should be on social media building your brand. Stop using it as entertainment. So that's step numero uno. Next, let's think about what we use social media for. So if we erase that last thought from our brain, what are we using social media for? We're scrolling, we're laughing. Oh my gosh, I found the funniest videos last night on TikTok. Okay, it was like 8 p.m., so I was clocked out of work, and I was on TikTok purely for entertainment. I found these videos, and don't laugh at me because I literally just got on TikTok, so I'm not really familiar with what's been around for a minute. It was videos of couples painting each other. Oh my gosh, I died. It was so funny. So that's an example of what I use social media for when I'm clocked out. We use social media for entertainment. A couple years ago, it was to build authority, to be an expert, to share advice and education, and really do like educational content, which I think there is still a need for that in building your beauty brand. But I want you to think about what is going to entertain my audience the most. What is going to stop somebody in their tracks when they're just mindlessly scrolling, right? What is going to catch their attention? What's a really good hook? What is a funny thing that you can do like right off the bat? What is going to capture that audience member and keep them, right? Because what we want with social media, we want to grab their attention, and then we want them to click on our profile, and we want them to explore all of our past content, right? So if you've got some education posts in there, great, that's awesome. I would say about 85 to 90% of your content should be for entertainment purposes only. That's it. Literally the only purpose of this content, entertainment. Okay? So this is like in feed posts, right? We're posting reels, we're posting carousels, we're posting still photos, videos, things like that. Anything in your feed is for entertainment. That's it. Okay? Now I want you to think about your stories, right? So we've got this beautiful little circle at the top, and this is where you are going to sell, okay? So you're gonna get them hooked on your reels, on all of your funny reels, things that are eye-catching. They're gonna be hooked on that, and then they're gonna go to your circle up at the top, your story, and they're going to see, oh, she has availability today. That's so cool. I actually could go in today at 3 p.m. Let me go ahead and book that. That's really not likely to happen, but that would be cool. We can think maybe that would be cool to happen. That would be awesome. What's actually going to happen is they might start checking your stories every morning to see like, oh, I've got a couple hours this afternoon. They might not purchase that first time. And actually, according to some study, I really should like rehearse these things and like have my notes ready. But there is a study that has been done that the average person, it takes 16 times of seeing your stuff to actually even register your stuff. Not even like click book now or purchase, to just register your name. 16 times. So that means they need to see 16 different reels of yours. They need to see you on billboards and in flyers and in magazines and your business cards at coffee shops. 16 times they need to be introduced to you before they even have any sort of trust with you that they want to book with you. So that's why, honestly, I hate to say it, but quantity over quality. I hate to say it because I definitely like the way that my stuff looks. Like, I like to like it, and I don't like putting out low quality stuff. But honestly, this kills me, you guys. This kills me. We posted a video. We've been posting every day for a month, over a month, every single day, a reel a day, every single day. And I mean, our audience has grown so much, which is awesome. Literally within the last 30 days, we've hit 30,000 impressions on Instagram, which that's the most that I've ever seen. We have 1,800 people following us, which is unbelievable. Can you imagine 1,800 people like in your living room watching you? That's crazy. So we've been posting every single day, and I've been trying to do like high quality stuff, entertainment stuff, more high quality stuff, more entertainment stuff. And this one video pops off. You ready to hear what it is? It's a video of one of my team members cutting muslin. That's it. That's it. So it's low quality. Just hit the algorithm. I don't know if it was like what she was doing, how she was doing it, the audio that I used, the caption was really short. I don't know what caught the audience's attention and what got kicked into the algorithm, but I'll take it, right? And so that just goes to show, like, some of our other videos get like 200 views or 500 views or a couple thousand views. This one got like 13,000 views, which is awesome. Like, that's so cool. I will take that all day, every day. But it just goes to show, you don't know what's going to hit, and you just need to be repetitive. Repetitive with your message, repetitive with your content, repetitive with how often you post. Like, consistency truly is key. Because, I mean, honestly, like, I've had one other viral video, and it went viral for months. People were liking that thing, months and months and months. And this was back in like 2021. It was like right after I opened The Bush, but I'm not gonna lie, that video got like 500,000 views, so that's so cool. But anyway, you want to be repetitive with your message. That leads me into my next point. So if you are let's say you're a lash tech, okay? So you do volume sets, you do basic sets, you do glam sets. I'm not a lash tech, so I know nothing about lashes. But your favorite is a basic set, a fill, those clients that come every 2 weeks. You want to know what you want to start posting? A basic fill of clients that come every 2 weeks. That's it. That's how you get more clients that you want. So say you are a waxer, right? I know a lot about waxing. You do brows, you do Brazilians, you do full legs, you do underarms, but your favorite is, I don't know, chest. You love waxing chests. Okay? You want to know what you need to do? You need to call up all of your male friends, and you need to get them in, and you need to say, I'm going to give you a free chest wax. In exchange, I need content of it, okay? And you are going to take videos of the whole duration of the service, and then you're gonna slice it up into many different videos, little grabs, like maybe conversation grabs, wax poles. You can like edit it like quick. You can do like that would be so cool. Or you could do a time lapse, or you could do every time he says ow. Don't do that. Let's not do that. Or you could do, I don't know, every time you lay wax. That'd be cool. You could do every time you lay wax, and then in the next reel, you could do every time you pull it. Or you could lay one side and you could take a video of that. Like, there's so much you can do with one chest wax. But imagine you get five of your friends to come in and get a chest wax, and you document all of their chest waxes. You've got, five chest wax, chest waxes to chop up and create content from. So in return, you probably have like 100 clips of chest waxing, and all of a sudden you're the chest wax girl. You're the one that every man in your city needs to go to get a chest wax done. Post about what you want to do. Your message. That's your message. Do you do really good facials? Like really good rejuvenating facials? Do you do really good acne facials? Do you do really good anti-aging facials? Just post about what you want to do. Post about what you're good at. Post about what you want to do. And there is a difference between what you want to do and what you're good at, right? So you can post about things that you're really good at, but if the passion isn't there, I would suggest just posting about things that you want to do. Like, fill your books with what fuels your soul, okay? You got it. And don't worry about repeating your message. Don't worry about it. The people that saw my strip cutting videos probably aren't going to see tomorrow's video that I post with the strip cutting. I mean, if they are, that's cool. Your followers aren't paying attention. You have to make them pay attention. Did you know that only 7% of your followers actually see your content? 7%. That's crazy. So if you post about a Brazilian today, don't freak out and think you need to post brows tomorrow. Post about the Brazilian tomorrow. Post about the Brazilian the next day. Post about the Brazilian the next day. You just need to post about what you want to talk about and what you want to do, what you want to fill your books with. So think about what that is, and that is how you become an expert in that certain thing. That is how you get your messaging down. That's how people will start to recognize your brand, your business. That's how you're going to get booked. Repeat your message. Don't think about it too deep. Which leads me into my next point. Can we just like take a moment? This is literally all off the cuff. I don't have any notes in front of me. I just sat down and I just started talking. This is all just like brain dump onto you. So hopefully you're enjoying it. Okay. Stop worrying about what people think about you. Stop. Nobody gives a shit. Literally nobody cares. Everybody is in their own world doing their own thing. And if they do care, like positively, that's so good. That's awesome. That's what you want. Truthfully, I've got like 5 people that care positively about me and want to see my stuff and are probably waking up like, oh, I wonder what Adrian's going to post today. You want to know who they are? My mom, my sister, my other sister, my friend that I've had forever and ever, and my business buddy. Like, that's it. That's literally the only people that care. And sometimes I'll ask my business buddy, like, oh, did you see I'm doing this? And she'll be like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, nobody cares. We are all in our own worlds. I can't speak. Perfect for a podcast, right? So nobody cares. And if they do care, and it's a negative kind of caring, can you just put yourself in their shoes for 1 second? We are doing so much. We are bombarded all day with social media, with friends, with family, with text messages, with phone calls. We've got a lot of going on, right? We're business owners, okay? We have a lot going on. Would you ever for a second, unless it was harming somebody, like, let's think about where this person needs to be in their life and who they need to be and like kind of how sad their life is, that they're taking time out of their own day to comment negative things. Okay? Don't be scared of any haters. Don't. And I've been very lucky that I haven't had any negative comments. Recently, on that one that went viral, there was so many negative comments. I had to turn off the comment section because it was a lot. But those were not, even in that moment, the comments were like, well, I can't afford waxing, so I'm going to stick to shaving. And that's fine. Like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that want to get waxed, you know? So even in that instance, like, negative comments didn't even bother me that much. But when the negative comments do come, you just have to think to yourself, wow, that person must really need to go to therapy, or they must really need a punching bag. And if I can be that for them, okay. I mean, at least it helped in your algorithm. It's boosting your post up because you got more comments. I would hide that comment though. That's, I don't know. Anyway, don't care about what people think about you. Post it and forget about it. Post it and forget about it. You should always be thinking about your next post or the post after that. Like, what I do recently, and it's been so helpful, I've been drafting posts and writing out the captions. And so in my mind, it's already alive. It's already a thing that's living and breathing. It's already going. But I haven't posted it yet. So as soon as I post it, it's like forgotten. Post it, forgotten. Post it, forgotten. Don't put any of your validation and self-worth into how many likes you get, into how many comments you get. Post it and forget about it. Obviously, don't ghost, comment back, and like interact with people that are interacting with your stuff, but just don't care about what people think about your content. Just post, because it's your business and it's your livelihood, and these are your clients and they want to come see you, so introduce yourself to them. Okay, I feel like I got really heated. Maybe I will like bring it down a notch in the next episode, but damn. Talk about your business. Just talk about your business. That's all you got to do. Talk about your business. Instagram is not for necessarily booking the client. Instagram is for introducing your brand to the client. They're not going to book the first time they see your stuff. They need to be warmed up. So you are just providing the introduction. So don't really think like, oh, I'm going to post this, like I have availability and people are going to book. It's very few and far between that actually happens. Do let them know like, hey, I've got a last minute opening today at 2. That would be amazing if somebody saw that and booked it, but don't expect it. Instagram is just the introduction. They're not likely going to book just from the Instagram. So that leads us into email marketing, which is a whole another rabbit hole that I will save for another episode. Look forward to next week's episode. I've got 2 special guests on. I am so excited about that interview. It is going to be just like super honest and just amazing. I mean, it's going to be, you guys are going to love it. So look forward to that. I thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you have a phenomenal rest of your day, and I will see you next week. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to Beauty in the Bush. I love and adore you guys so much. I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved creating it. Feel free to leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you can even subscribe to my YouTube channel where we have the live version of these podcast episodes if that floats your boat. Make sure you're following over on Instagram at the_SDpreneur for all the behind the scenes within my 6-figure brick and mortar beauty business, as well as my online coaching business for beauty professionals. I look forward to connecting with you there, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.